Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is the fifth season of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We've been giving you playoff editions of the podcast all week long, and I'm recording this one shortly after the conclusion of the first game of the fantasy playoffs for most of you, the first game of week 14, Patriots and Rams. It is very late on the East Coast on Thursday night, but I thought I'd jump on and join you and talk about that game, talk about a few other players, and one other serious note. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hooters has been an outstanding and very loyal supporter of my podcast for 4 years running, even though they chose not to have me fill their restaurant due to COVID-19 protocols with draft parties earlier this year. I respect that Hooters stayed with me, and especially those of you who live like me in the greater Tampa Bay area who patronize any of the 11 original Hooters locations. I thank Hooters. I look forward to their continued sponsorship in 2021 and hope we are in an environment where you will allow me to bring all my leagues back to pack your restaurants for draft parties somewhere in August, maybe early September of 2021, thanks to Hooters. Bill Curry Ford jumped in. They're a huge supporter of JoeBucksFan.com, and the general manager of Bill Curry Ford has been a fan of mine for a number of years. He played in the podcast league last year. He played this year and invited us to draft on the showroom floor after the dealership closed with plenty of social distancing. It was a very unique and enjoyable venue for a fantasy draft. Sean also offered $1,000 to the winner of the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 League, although he could defend that as one of the owners of the league. Ironically, Sean didn't make the playoffs. So there are eight of us. Yes, I'm one of them. So is Ira Kaufman. Joe, as in Joe Bucks fan, also did not make the playoffs. We start fighting for the $1,000 Happy Gilmore-sized check from Bill Curry Ford this weekend in the podcast league. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. Email for any fantasy questions. And remember, get them into me before you go to bed on Saturday night. I have a lot going on Sundays. Granted, I'm hosting a golf tournament on Saturday, so it's going to be tough for me to respond on Saturday, but I will on Saturday night before I fall asleep after hosting players from sunrise to sunset. It still will be easier than doing it on Sunday, but I always do my best for you guys, especially the active podcast listeners. The key word for week 14 is postseason. Postseason. P-O-S-T-S-E-A-S-O-N. Include postseason in the subject line or early in the base of your email so I know you're an active podcast listener. I appreciate you, and that's why I will respond only to active podcast listener emails this year rather than just everybody's emails on fantasy football as I did the previous, two-plus years. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Before I talk about the Thursday night game, who you wanted to have in your lineup, who you wish you didn't have in your lineup, and look ahead to a few other players on the weekend, I lost one of my team captains on the Todd Wright Tour tonight. I found out about it within the hour, and understatement of the year, death stinks. I'm hosting my 28th golf tournament in just over 5 years on Saturday at Heritage Isles Golf and Country Club, where I spent a majority of my afternoon marking my tee locations, scouting out where I'm going to be giving out tournament gifts. My players have a 51% chance of winning a nice prize. A lot of fun things that I do at my golf tournaments. really expanded the amount of good people that I know in the greater Tampa Bay area over the last 5+ years. I like putting on a good show. This isn't my job. It's more like a hobby. I do it because I like doing it. And I put a lot of work into it because I like the response it gets. My team captains are so important to me, and I've made them even more important over the last year to simplify the process, because these events are well over 100 players. Because we've gone to staggered tee times pre-assigned due to COVID-19 protocols to avoid mass gatherings that we used to have during shotgun starts, I can have a few more players at my tournaments where I used to cap it at, you know, 100 to 128. We can go beyond that. I was scheduled to have 132 players for this tournament, and while I'm still going to have 132, one's going to be missing. My team captains are the, you know, they're the ones who buy the foursomes. They're the ones who organize three other players to come play. They're the word of mouth about me, about my tournaments, sometimes about my podcast, sometimes about the prizes they win, and the businesses that they go into that they have good experiences from. They're the ones who pay on time. They're the ones I talk to if there's an issue. They talk to me if there's an issue, and I lean on them. And if it wasn't for my team captains, I wouldn't be in this position running successful golf events for so many people. And this was a team captain that was just so easy to deal with. You know, and I'm not going to skew here, because I told you on the Todd Wright Toddcast I wasn't going to talk about other things because I'm here to entertain you. But when it comes to real life things, especially that hit me, it doesn't seem like you guys mind genuine emotion. And this gentleman always smiled, always enjoyed playing. Never a problem. And trust me, I've had some problems with some of my players. Some of them I love to death. Some of them don't play anymore. Never a problem. Just enthusiastic to be a part of my events, enthusiastic for the game of golf. Just a happy guy. And he'd been playing for just about in every event, with the exception of maybe one a year where he would have, you know, some sort of a conflict, for what, 2 to 3 years running now. And just earlier this week, one of the players who regularly plays with him that honestly I don't know that well sent me an email and just said, hey, you know, our team captain hasn't been doing well, and you know, so we still want to play. Do you still have a spot for us? We haven't been getting the information because we know you only send it to the team captains. And I said, yeah, that's no problem at all. I'm sorry to hear about that, but here's all the info. Your tee time is prepaid. I'm happy to have you guys there. I hope he can make it. If not, feel free to substitute. Just, you know, bring four players. We'll keep it under his name, and we'll see you on Saturday. And tonight that player reached out to me and basically said, with a heavy heart, I need to inform you of Jimmy's passing. It's not my place to say his full name on my podcast. Maybe he'd be flattered by that. Maybe he has family members or friends who'd be flattered by that. I'm going to mention it on my social media on Friday. I think I'm just going to call him Jimmy. He shared a name with a very famous politician in United States history. So I'll just leave it at that. He embraced that. I occasionally would bring that up. He didn't mind. He smiled. He was recommended to play on the Todd Wright Tour by a friend of mine with one of my biggest sponsors, who earlier in the day we had sort of our year-end very casual lunch and hit some golf balls over in Brandon. These are the GM and the marketing director of Brandon Legal Group, and it was a regular from Brandon Legal Group who recommended to this gentleman I'm talking about, hey, you know, Todd says you're welcome if you want to start playing in his tournaments, and he never stopped. His team says they're still going to play on Saturday. They have the 8:20 a.m. tee time. They're my fifth group off of 33. I've already informed my starter, Dave Worth, of the situation. The team name will stay the same. And this is one of those where I wish we could have all the players show up at one time so I could say a few words and one of his teammates or all of his teammates could say a few words. But I'll think of something else. But just know that it was important to me to bring it up on the podcast tonight, just to mention him. And I don't like losing players. I just don't. Damn it, Jimmy, you were on my tee sheet. You had a tee time for 8:20 on Saturday. I'm really sorry you can't make it. All right. Well, Jimmy would want his guys to play in the tournament, which they say they're going to do. And he'd want me to continue with the fantasy podcast and do what I do for you guys. So let's talk about the Thursday night game. There's no good segue. Thank you for listening to that. If you had Cam Newton in your lineup tonight, you may not be advancing to the playoffs. Quarterback is becoming a more and more important position in fantasy football. You must get production out of the quarterback position. Cam Newton was a very unique player all year if you took the risk on him. Obviously, recently with the Patriots, going 4-1 in their previous five games to tonight. Newton has always been that dual threat quarterback. There are so many other now dual threat quarterbacks. Tonight, he had nothing. And the Patriots offense didn't either against the Los Angeles Rams. So depending on how your settings and scoring are in your respective leagues, Cam Newton may or may not have scored you roughly 1 or 2 points. And that's about it. And when you think about all of the other productive quarterbacks that will be starting for fantasy teams, namely a team, if you did start Newton against you, you're looking at a deficit on the position of conservatively 15 points, maybe as much as 20, 25 points to make up with the other positions if you started Cam Newton in week 14. How many of you own Cam Akers and played him? Now, I looked up in both my leagues, in the podcast league, Papa Mike of Papa John's of Tampa Bay owns Cam Akers. Did not start him. That's roughly 20 points on the bench from 170 plus yard rushing outing. There were some receiving yards as well. That's a tough start to a playoff weekend knowing you had a running back sitting there on your bench that could have gotten you twice the desirable double digits to start your game, start your weekend in the playoffs. Then in my foundation league, Greg, who's our expansion franchise this year, he owns the Orlando Predators. Greg did start Akers. Now, what's interesting, and I have to ask Greg this, I'll ask him at the golf tournament on Saturday. He's another one of my team captains and a longtime friend. Greg lost Antonio Gibson the week before. So I'm wondering, if Gibson was healthy, would Akers have been in the lineup? And you're asking, well, who's his other running back? His other running back right now is Gaskin. So I'm guessing that Gibson, maybe it would have been Gibson and Akers, or would it have been Gibson and Gaskin? But I'll find out. But Greg did play him, so his playoff game is off to a good start for him with the near 20 points from Cam Akers on Thursday night. All right, a few other players in play here. I don't want to make this a long one, and thank you again for your ears. I kind of just needed to talk about losing one of my team captains tonight on the Todd Wright Tour. So I appreciate you listening to that. John Gruden essentially ruled Josh Jacobs out a few days ago when he was speaking to the media looking ahead to the next game after the Raiders pulled that game out against the Jets without Josh Jacobs. Jacobs actually got in a limited practice on Thursday. I like what Roto World said limited isn't good, but it's better than not practicing at all. And we all know Josh Jacobs has a very high pain threshold. He plays through a lot of stuff. And if he got back on the practice field and there's no negative reports coming out of that practice, provided he wakes up on Friday and doesn't feel any worse, it's an encouraging sign for Josh Jacobs owners. And I've been one the last couple years that he's going to be in there this week for the silver and black. And you would assume he would get close to, if not equal to, his normal workload, which is generally a pretty high touch count. That will be very valuable to me in the podcast league playoffs as I start against a defending champ and Bill Eisman, another one of my Todd Wright Tour golf team captains. Having Jacobs would be terrific. I don't want to start Ty Johnson of the Jets, one of the more popular waiver claims out there this week, along with a J.D. McKissick, and we're going to talk about the other one. I'd much rather start Josh Jacobs just because I know what I'm getting rather than anyone on the New York Jets, let alone a guy who's played basically one game. And I don't like chasing points. It doesn't usually work out. So we mentioned Ty Johnson of the Jets being probably the most popular waiver claim this week. If Frank Gore can't go as a result of that concussion from last week, then Ty Johnson, all of a sudden on waivers, you sort of pick up a guy who gets a starting running back right when the playoffs start. And granted, he's on the Jets, but still, the first game wasn't bad. So it's still a risk, but at least it's an option. As is J.D. McKissick, if Antonio Gibson cannot go for Washington FT. McKissick does most of his damage catching passes out of the backfield, but he's just probably going to get more snaps overall. And they probably got to hand him the ball at least a little bit to sell it on the early downs, unless, granted, they can use Peyton Barber on the early downs. And that was effective in the win against Pittsburgh. But McKissick more than Barber is the waiver claim because of his role and just, I think, overall his production in recent weeks. Then the last thing I want to talk about is, here we are, late regular season, start of the playoffs, and where did T.Y. Hilton come from? Many of you, T.Y. Hilton was the guy very early this season you wish you hadn't drafted. Very similar to A.J. Green or a Le'Veon Bell, but Hilton was likely drafted higher than both of those guys. You know, the Colts brought in Phillip Rivers. They've got a good coach in Frank Reich. They're a good team. It's not like there are other wide receivers really lighting it up. You know, we've rotated through names like Campbell and Pascal and various tight ends, and it's like, what happened to T.Y. Hilton? And a number of owners of T.Y. Hilton gave up on him, and it was understandable, and they gave up on him a month into the season. And then here he is the last couple of weeks, and the numbers are there. And so what do you do? I mean, Hilton was probably a very popular waiver claim. I know he was in my leagues this week. I put in claims in both leagues to get him and did not. I know that even ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips, who was emailing me about our podcast league playoffs and said, you know, I'm going to start Antonio Brown for the first time all year. And then I looked at his lineup tonight, and Antonio Brown isn't in the lineup, but T.Y. Hilton is, a guy he just got on waivers, and he's throwing him in the lineup based on what he's done the last couple of games. Maybe T.Y. Hilton just wasn't healthy to start the season or in training camp, and it was something lingering, or you know, perhaps we didn't know about, or something was going on in his head, or he fell out of favor. There's so many things here, but now he's in play. And if you own him, you have a decision to make on whether or not. Now, you're not benching your wide receiver one for T.Y. Hilton, but you're almost saying, hey, is he worth playing as the wide receiver two? Is he worth a flex play? It's tempting. I wish I owned him. I would probably play him over Gronk and Cooper in my wide receiver tight end flex spot this week. I currently have Gronk in there over Cooper, even though Andy Dalton's in a revenge game against the Bengals. The Cowboys are just so bad, even though Cooper's numbers aren't that bad, and there's a lot of garbage time passing yardage to be had for the Cowboys. Yeah, I probably would have plugged and played Hilton had I claimed him on waivers this week. So if you did, glad you got him. Just kind of wonder, can he make it 3/4 weeks in a row? All of a sudden, a name that we have not mentioned since September. And suddenly here we are in the fantasy playoffs, and he could be a guy that you're plugging in and playing to help get you to the fantasy semifinals. Again, if you have any fantasy questions, you can email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The keyword for week 14 is postseason. Please include that in the subject line of your email or in the content of your email. And make sure you send your email before you go to bed on Saturday night. I can't really answer emails on Sunday right before kickoff of the various windows because of my own leagues and other things that I have to do. So I will look forward to seeing the guys who play on team, we'll just call it Team Jimmy, at my golf tournament on Saturday, Todd Wright Tour 28. And I'm just sad that Jimmy is going to miss his tee time, because he's made a lot of them the last couple years in my events, and he's played a lot of golf and had a real good personality that he brought to the game in a lot of courses in the greater Tampa Bay area. We will miss you on Saturday at the tournament, Jimmy. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.